Hot off the charts in Reno, Nevada. That's their hometown hero, Silver, here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Hey, we're here on the Worst Little Podcast today. It's really exciting to be here. I've got my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Ian, and Rick are in Studio B with the brown note. But here, better yet, in the studio is Silver. Well, most of them anyway. That track wasn't live, but the next conversation will be with these guys.
Talking out of our ass
with these guys.
Hi there.
Interesting.
I still hit the post. Shut
you
up.
Interesting.
Trying some different choices. They didn't. Mistake might have been made.
New choices are good, just not always.
No, I think that was great. Ian gets to do the intro next time.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, Kim, how about you do it?
Hey, you know what? It's been almost 3 years, and I've only done it one time. And
you've
successfully avoided it.
It
was
great.
We need
to revisit that again soon.
No, we don't.
Nick, we're both calling out next week.
No, next week is hitting the subtitles.
Yeah, I'll be here.
No. But anyway. That's next week. What happened? Hey, we're going to talk about this week and these guys real quick, but what happened last week?
Well, on Saturday, I went to that Pickett Park and
saw our good friends,
Irma and Mike. And
that was actually on the news.
Alex,
if
Alton
y'all were
Tarver.
Not, picture was there.
Not following Reno news, in the middle of last week, a local group posted some flyers around town, Quality of Life Reno, that they were going to be making citizens' arrests at Pickett Park for the homeless people who were camped out there and squatting the park.
Okay, now can we also mention that Reno didn't used to have a ton of homeless people, and in the past 10 years, we're like a normal big city that has a ton of homeless people.
And it shocks some people who've been here a long time.
Right.
So, that being said, this story has been covered in local news. You can find it, most importantly, a good coverage of the story on thisisreno.com. You can catch it on RGJ. All the local news stations have picked this story up. And because this group said they're going to make citizens' arrests, then good friends in the community, Mike Reed, Alex Alcantar from
Heterophobia.
Mike Reed, who was just on the show 2 weeks ago, also Steve Matos, who's what's his DJ name? Damn it.
DJ Matos?
No.
That would be too easy.
And I got to say, Maya Finholm, who kind of started the whole thing off with the post, like, this is bullshit, what do we do?
Picked up in the local...
This is what we do.
The local music community, the local creative community, the local, you know, losers like us community, all banded together to help hand out supplies and give support to those in need instead of trying to round them up and kick
them out. These people with these flyers were like, on this Saturday, which was last Saturday, we're going to fucking go to the park and citizens arrest homeless people. Like, that's what the flyer said, right?
And there were multiple reports on different days of people open carrying, walking around the park, shouting at the homeless, threats at the homeless people. So,
how much does your life have to suck to want to do that?
Yeah, right? Shit.
Like, do you have nothing else going on that you have to go and fuck somebody's day up like that?
We have nothing better to do, Coalition.
Yeah.
Jesus. Talk about quality.
Man on the street, Mr. Nick Ramirez, what happened once you got there?
Oh, they never showed up, and everybody was cool, and people got some supplies, and then, you know, there were leftover supplies, so we donated to another spot. Or not we, but they donated to another spot.
Sure. Awesome.
That helps the homeless. Like, I mean, you know, give them a hand up. Don't just, like, shove them where? You know what I mean?
Did the home, were the homeless people like even aware? Well, there were flyers up everywhere.
Yeah,
they
were
did
aware.
Any of them look like scared that like a truck was going to pull up with a bunch of assholes in it? Or
no, nobody looked scared at all.
Well, the RPD got wind of the situation, I believe, and they did go around the park the day before and advised people that they might want to move along now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
you know, it all worked out. Nobody got hurt, and I think that's the most important part. But yeah,
it's shown a light on something that people need to think about if you live here.
Definitely,
mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the music community. The way that they
Food Not Bombs
up.
Showed
Food
up
Not
and
Bombs,
was a part of it too. Like all the
Alex,
punk kids,
there was some hip hop kids like were there.
Hell yeah,
representing the hip hop and doing something for the community.
Totally.
Fuck QOL Reno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Paul White.
From WLP.
QOL
Reno.
Fuck
you.
Yeah. Well,
you suck.
Woo.
Woo. Fuck that asshole.
And the 12 people out there cheering with us also say fuck you.
That's right. Boo. Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Go lay down.
Anyway.
So are they going to do more weird stuff? Is this just like they postponed it? Did they say why they decided not to show up and be dicks?
Oh, good question, Rick. Great follow-up. The official statement was, well, once the police showed up and started advising people to leave, they were satisfied that the situation was being addressed. And they think that all the people who showed up on Saturday were self-righteous and ignorant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was an official statement from one of the representatives.
Well,
of
they
the
should
group.
Know.
Yeah, because they're self-righteous and ignorant. You know,
and
it
again,
takes one to know
get,
one.
This was also covered on television stations and local print media, so you can follow all of this. A lot of our like this is Reno.com, our favorite media partner out there.
Yes, this is Reno.
Fucking haters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently that dude has done a whole bunch of other fucked up shit, like posted inaccurate information about elections, things like that, bought out billboards.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a total piece of work.
Oh,
was he,
yeah.
Was he
was
a straight pride guy?
Probably.
He seems like a straight pride
guy. He was the Reno elections guy.
Oh, no, yeah. Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes, that
oh, my
guy.
Goodness.
You're
right,
Evan.
That was
the
Eddie Norton.
But that's
beautiful
that's
Reno,
the,
Nevada's arch
Do we need to say allegedly about any of this?
No.
No, okay. No. This is all
matter,
fact.
Matter
this
matter
is a legend.
Well, no, I mean,
a dickhole.
It's a fact. He sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard some people say he's got it, you know, a stick 3 feet long of his asshole. But just
now that's a legend.
I've heard that's a legend.
I've heard that's hearsay, sir.
I've been a lot of things.
We do not. We do not.
I have factually heard someone say that though.
You have factually yes.
I have factually,
but
heard
that
some
is factually hearsay. Literal.
Say I've heard some people.
I
say.
I heard them say it. You heard someone say it.
I've heard some people say
it. So it
he's
is
got
now
stick
hearsay.
Wrong up his asshole.
Even if it is true.
Oh God. All right.
Even if he said that he has a stick up his asshole, and you heard him say it, is still hearsay and inadmissible. We do not truck in that kind of flimflammery, sir.
Well, if it is true, no wonder he's so angry.
I put a lot of things in a lot of men's butts, and 3 feet is a lot.
Thank you guys. I've had a good night. I'll see you later.
Greg is just taking his headphones off. He's leaving. He's jumping out the window.
We've lost Greg.
Oh my God! Speaking of
guys, well I want to switch gears real quick about something else that's awesome that's going on in town. You've just got two more weekends left to go see Let the Right One In. Good luck with Beth.
Ooh.
Now, Rory, have you seen it yet?
I did go see it this
past
weekend.
Oh, even with all the shit you're doing, you still managed to make it to that?
I date nighted it with my date of my wife. Yeah.
Fuck. And?
It is creepy and disturbing. And if any of you like go to theater in Reno and are friends in this kind of arts community, you'll know some of these people. And it's really creepy seeing your friends being like Dave Richards being really good at being creepy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Dave Richards is really creepy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
it's not
hard. He's actually creepy. No, I'm just kidding.
What are the upcoming show dates on that? You said weekends. Is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Actually, this next week we are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Awesome.
Ooh.
And then the final weekend, I believe, is just Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I thought there was one more Wednesday show after that.
Oh, wait. No, pardon me. I'm wrong. There are the yes, because there is no Sunday show.
If there
that
wasn't,
week.
I'm not going to be able to make it.
Yes.
So.
There are two more Wednesday shows, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday both weeks.
Fucking rad.
Awesome.
So you still have a bunch of opportunities, but only a couple of weeks left. It's fantastic. If you're a fan of the film, Let the Right One In, the Swedish version or the American version, this is it pulls a lot of things together from other versions of the story. And the production at Good Luck Macbeth, yes, I'm biased. I'm on the board there, but I have nothing to do with any of the productions, really, except promoting them. And it is just fantastic.
It's always fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an exaggeration because you're on the board. Like, Good Luck Macbeth really, like, has their shit together.
In the tradition of our Halloween spectaculars, this is a notable one, for sure. It's not a musical, and there's not blood spraying on you in the audience. It's not like a Gallagher show. You don't have to worry about it. but there is a surprising amount of violence.
All right.
It's in a great theatrical, like, oh my gosh, that bothers me.
Childhood
kind of way.
Violence. Lovely.
Yeah.
No, there's more to it than that.
No spoilers.
Right there. I like violence.
But I highly recommend everybody going to see it.
Is there any nudity or TNA?
It's a children's story, Nate.
No spoilers, Rick.
Yeah, spoilers.
It's not a children's story, really.
It just has
child children
characters.
In it.
Child yes. characters.
But they're not
played
at
by
all.
Adults.
Yes. Who we had on the show. They were lovely.
Male nudity.
They were both lovely.
Yeah, well, no. Nobody told me that there was, like, a bunch of shirtless
that sounds
stuff
like a
in
a
Shakespeare
clip.
Thing.
Well, and, like, Equus, like, full-on had full frontal, like
oh, man, I missed it.
Hallowang.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So.
Cut or uncut?
Circumcised.
I didn't make it to Equus, so but you know, it's great both ways.
That sounds pretty good, Rick.
Yeah. Damn right, Joey.
Should we introduce the band?
There's a band here?
Yeah.
We have a band here.
Nuts about
weird.
Our
weeks.
Do we get to meet them?
What's up, Silver?
Hi, guys.
Silver. Hello.
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 Introduce yourselves to our listening audience one at a time. Mickey Mouse roll call.
Hey, this is Greg with Silver.
This is Jeff.
Hi, I'm Josh.
What do you guys do?
Damn, we're good at this, guys.
What position do you play, Greg? Pitcher or catcher?
Progressively down.
Second base.
Second base.
Second base. Greg always makes it to second base.
lead vocals, rhythm guitar, sang rotten.
Drums.
With those words.
I don't know what the
Other
last
Jeff?
Thing was.
Hello, I'm Adam Landis, and I play the keyboards and sing.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Hey, and hey, Lando,
hey,
it's great to see you.
This is Brendan Lunds, and I play the bass and do backup vocals.
You sure about that?
And hey, guys, I'm Josh. I'll play the guitar.
Perfect.
It's all great to have all five of
all
you
of
here.
All of us are here right now.
You're committed to this now.
The rest of the show, you have to, all the questions, everything.
You know, what's really weird is it kind of sounds like, you know, Adam is, I mean, myself is Josh doing an Adam impersonation.
Does Adam know that that's what you think he sounds like?
Oh. He will now.
Don't worry, Adam. I'm getting the same feeling. I just don't feel like the regular Brendan.
Oh, my God. You just turned Brendan into, like, Marty Moose.
Right, or they're like cartoon bears or something.
Yeah, like, we after some picnic baskets.
hey, boo boo.
Oh, my goodness. Fuck. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
So, since we don't have them, we're going to listen to some tracks today.
Yeah, we're going to listen to some of ours, and then some of we've got a.
Wait, tracks? You've got a CD?
Yeah, we got an album coming out on October 25th, or EP coming out called Let's Talk Tomorrow About Last Night. We have an EP release show at the Pioneer Underground on the 25th with our good friends Travis Hayes and Buffalo Moses. We'll be playing some of the songs, some of their songs.
Hosted by Spike McGuire.
And we have a special guest joining us for our set too.
Is it Gallagher?
Nobody knows besides us and the special guest.
It's
so
Odorous Urungus. I'm actually not even completely sure.
I will say that our special guest has been a special guest on the show.
Oh no! I know who it is.
No, you don't.
I don't. Okay.
I just want to throw in a.
That's a shut the fuck up, Rick.
Nah.
Okay.
No guessing.
I'm so excited.
Do I know?
If it's what I think it is, I'm so excited.
Do not pass go.
We'll talk after. We'll talk after Rick.
I'm not even sure if the special guest knows that the special guest is going to be in there yet. So.
Well, I'm definitely buying tickets now because that's the only way to find out.
Currently, the special guest is loaded up on chloroform in the back of Josh's truck.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Gonna just keep the guest in there for a week and a half. It'll be fine. Feed him McDonald's.
They're gonna about to have
and then pull the blindfold out and throw him on stage.
Keep on talking about it. I'm gonna tie you up in the back of the van.
Whoa.
Oh, he would like it. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's that windowless van you bought last year, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's got windows. They've just got to, you know.
Not the one we showed up in tonight.
You mean the one parked right outside?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like one of the seven vans we all own, yeah.
You guys do have like a lot of vans.
And the bus.
So they live, bus now. They live so, right.
How many vehicles does Silver have in common?
I mean, I have a van.
I think we own seven vans and one shuttle bus between five members.
Yeah.
Wow. Seriously?
Wow.
Wait, you've got a van, you've got two vans.
I have a van, yeah. We have
a van and a bus.
I'm still counting Adam's van, though, but Johnny owns that now.
So six vans.
It's so funny. You think about vans as like smoking weed when you're at school and getting banged in a parking lot, and then also like people raping and murdering. I've had different experiences with vans than you have.
Yeah. And then also musicians living out of them.
Oh, you know, you're right. Those are the three things vans are good for.
Like, honestly, you guys live
by the river.
So Josh lives right around the corner from me, and the vans are always parked at his house. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, do you have a homeless encampment in front of your house? I'm like, what is going on
here? The bus moved to Jeff's house.
Watch out, QL's coming after us.
I know. Gotta be careful.
This encampment here in suburbia, bunch of long-haired hippies. They're crazy.
Come after me in my van.
With some really crazy, nice rock and roll music. You guys, we've had you on the show here, but it's been a number of years ago.
Yeah, so the last time was like, probably 2000. I think it was last year. We put out an EP last year. Our first EP was
that just last year?
Yeah, Rock and Roll was June 2018, and now we're putting out our second EP again. Yeah, and with our very first time was right when we started before our first show in 2016. Yeah.
Okay.
So the only time we've actually played live with you guys is when we were just starting out as a brand new band.
It was that first time, yeah.
Really, we just really needed some sound clips to put online.
we know.
That's what everybody uses us for.
I love coming here. I don't know how many times my ninth time?
I think this might be, you're very, very close to a jacket. Or something.
Oh, man, or at least a pin.
You can pay us for a jacket. Yeah. We'll get embroidered.
I'm breathing hard here, but...
But I mean, as a band, your music's definitely gotten a lot more directed, sharper, and you know, that was a great live track you played earlier. Where have you been recording?
We recorded this EP over at Puss Cavern.
Nice.
Ooh. You know, we have a which is where the engineer over there worked on Cake's first couple albums. He had a different studio at the time, and he recently moved over to this one and built this spot out. The biggest reason I think for it too, aside from loving Cake and his work, was it was a way for us. We stayed at the studio, so it was a way like we were all locked in a room for 5 days straight.
Let me tell you about it.
Just worked on music.
I bet that smelled great.
And it was like, it's completely different than going to record, or especially like in our studio where it's like, oh, we can take care of that tomorrow, or we'll do that another time. It was just like we had 5 days to do the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And focus. Like,
no going to work. No.
We were just all there all day. We stayed the night there. We wound up recording some of it ourselves even after the engineer left. that first track that we played, Good Enough, probably one of my favorite stories, is that we spent the whole first day getting like drum and bass tracks, you know, the rhythm section.
Yeah.
As a whole band, though.
Yeah, recording as a whole band. But we just couldn't get that song down. And he left for the night at 8 p.m. and there's like a bar right around the corner.
He was gracious enough to leave everything on.
He left everything on, everything set up.
Wow.
And so
we had a pretty decent track on that. It was one of those where it was enough to
for it was
him
not
to say,
good enough.
Okay,
did it make the album?
No.
But like Greg was saying, we ran around to this bar, played some pool, and got some food and had a few beers.
We went to this bar around the corner and got some drinks, and then we came back and just re-recorded the entire song. At like
by ourselves.
1 a.m. And then he showed up the next day at 10 when he showed up every day, and I was outside drinking coffee, and I was like, hey man, so we were really happy with the take that we got with you. We liked all the other ones, but we just re-recorded the whole thing at like 1 a.m. after you left. And he was like, wait, really? I was like, yeah, man, check it out. I promise you, you'll like it way more. Because he was even saying during this day session, he was like, let's just move on. Let's just like get this later, you know? And
yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I can definitely work with this.
We got the bones of it for sure.
Yeah. He definitely was looking very skeptical until he started
to listen
to it. And he was like, oh, shit, okay. You guys.
Well, but I mean, you guys aren't just a bunch of jerk off musicians.
Right.
You actually work in a studio.
You have your
kind
own
of
studio,
know what
right?
you're doing.
Right. I mean, yeah. Well, and prior to going there, we had practiced the entire recording. We recorded the entire EP at our studio, and I had sent him that. He was aware of like exactly what we were doing and like what, and that we had practiced everything. So, and that's why, certainly because we had only had like the 5 days, we practiced the whole thing and what we were going to do. So by the time we got there, it wasn't like we were coming up with other parts, even though we did come up with lots of parts.
That's a luxury though.
At the time.
But he still got like a rough draft from our studio. Yeah. And then,
Well, speaking of this recording, let's have another track off of it.
So that song, Good Enough, has already been out for a little while and is on Spotify, and everybody can already listen to it.
Yes.
There's a video that you can watch.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We have a music video. We're working on putting out a music video for each one of the 5 tracks. So far, we've done Good Enough, which was the first release.
And what I love about Good Enough, the video as well, is it's got a lot of candid stuff from the studio.
Yeah.
And then also
check out
our
studio, the studio
over at Revision that we played.
Yeah. Tony Contini came and hung out with us in the studio and took a bunch of footage while we were there.
Yeah.
And then we put out Wait, which was another single that we put out, and we have a music video for that one that we shot mostly at our house. Actually, all of it was at our
house. Yeah, the whole thing's
Josh
at our
and
house.
I live at the same house. It was a little headquarters for us and our buddies. and then we put out another video for a song called Live Again, which is a great set that we put together with fucking pallets and cardboard.
it was so janky.
But it looks good on film.
It looks great.
With a $0 budget.
Hillary and company painted that shit white.
And dress,
all good.
It was great. But then I think the song that we're going to play now is a song called The Chase. We have a music video coming out for it on the 21st.
So this is like an exclusive.
Hasn't been released yet.
As of right now.
The song's called The Chase. I think you'll get the idea lyrically. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. Maybe we'll talk about it after. I don't know.
Thank you.
chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. Back to the start. Back to the start. Back to the start. Back to the
start.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a fun song.
Thank you. Yeah.
Dude, did he do anything?
Tell a puppy.
I know you're going to work with like a real guy at a real studio in another city. Did he do any weird shit with like Mike in the Cabinets or anything that you could just,
how
like,
is he better than me?
Fuck, oh, I want to know so bad.
All his secrets.
I want to nerd out on like the recording so bad.
He did some really cool shit with some pencil mics on the drums where he taped two pencil mics to the floor, XY.
Yeah, like the floor of the room?
The floor of the room, XY to the drums.
Oh, wait, so they were pointed at the floor?
No, they were on the floor.
Facing the
taped,
drum kit.
Taped to
like
the
from
floor.
In no front mic stand, of the drums or
yeah.
Directly
on
underneath
the ground.
It. Probably about like 6 feet in front of the drums.
And
dope.
On the floor.
But he also has an
floor.
Awesome room to mic. So
that helps. Another thing that he did.
Like
that
a
I thought
perfectly
was really...
symmetrical room to mic that has awesome conditioning. So
it's exactly, yeah, it's weird.
Another
cool thing, he also did that same XY technique, but like he had a upright piano. And on either side of the piano stool, he did the same on the wood floor XY pencil mics. XYing at the bottom of the piano.
Taped to the floor.
And like a few
really
feet out or?
No, right where like the player
right
would
at the
sit.
Bottom of the...
Like where the, right at the bottom of the piano stool.
So like capturing almost like what
so you
the
have to have a
player
really
would
not
hear
squeaky
being
stool.
Right there. That's crazy.
Well, yeah, it was just a flat wood, regular like piano stool thing.
Mm.
Shit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was probably the most interesting thing.
And the cabinets, is he just doing like a 57 in the middle of the cabinet, or did he have like a
He
like
switched
Warriors
between a
or...
57. I think he used mostly 57 on the mics.
We did a cool thing when you were doing your acoustic part in one of the songs.
That was so
I think
bad.
I was on a weight. You did, he mic'd the guitar, but he also ran it through my little Vox.
Yeah.
5-watt.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you guys over the blizzard outside. The weather conditions have deteriorated.
Can we scare off more listeners by talking?
Okay.
About
see, when you started, when you started going into numbers,
this one actually has a story behind it, though. Mike and Greg's acoustic for one of the songs that's on the album.
Oh boy!
And he, you know, Greg is a huge Cake fan. And he's like, well, do you want to maybe put this into an amp in the other room? And we'll mic the acoustic, and we'll also mic the amp that your acoustic is coming through, you know, because that's what Cake does. And Greg just kind of goes, oh, yeah.
It was day three, and I hadn't done anything yet. We just did, like, drums, bass, lead guitar. Yeah. And I saved all my shit for some reason, for all the rhythm guitar for day three. And I'm sitting there, he's like, so do you want, like, more of a live sound, or do you want to, like, plug into a tiny amp? Because that's what Cake does. And then, like, my hand just started trembling because I was like, oh, shit, wait. This is real now. This guy's like, I was like, shit.
Whatever Cake did, fine.
So I was like, I don't want to sound exactly like them. So let's blend it. Let's do two mics on the acoustic, and then we'll blend it with the small amp. And I'm like, oh man, I was so nervous because like he did the first Cake album, so Jolene, which is like a really great song, one of my favorites. Mm. And it's got as soon as he mic'd the guitar and had the headphones, I just started playing that Jolene song. I was like, yep, that's it.
That's the sound.
It was pretty rad.
Yeah, we definitely had to kind of keep ourselves in check in that studio, like not geeking out too hard. I'm like, okay, hey, there's, you know, a couple platinum albums on this wall.
And he was,
try to be cool. Like, stay cool.
Don't be a fanboy.
But at the same time, Joe is like the easiest guy to not be like that. He's so personable and he's so easy to work with. And he's just had a really great experience with that guy. And easy to talk to.
I mean, don't you kind of have to not be a prick to like work with musicians day in and day out? And
yeah, he's
great.
He's so cool.
I don't know, Rick. That'd be more of a question for you.
But I mean, he still does.
Well,
I don't
guys
think Rick
your,
has a whole lot of experience
studios,
in not being a dick. Yeah. I don't know.
But I mean,
there are only a few famous dick engineers, like. That guy that shot his wife.
Phil Spector.
Yes.
He's in prison.
Spector, like famous, total prick, like just like would like just pull a gun on people when they walked into the studio.
You're not singing good enough.
So there's a very successful producer that was a complete prick.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But look where
I got
him.
Did he work with like Rick James or something?
Yeah, there was a time he worked with everybody.
Probably did.
He recorded Let It Be.
Yeah, he did.
I'm bad with names. I don't know anything.
But no, I mean, there were still some things that he had that were just like, it was so funny. Like, there was sometimes where he would go over to his preamp and then it would be like kind of staticky and you just go over and you just like twist it a few times. He's like, you know, sometimes it just gets a little. All right. There
oh,
we go.
Yeah.
You know,
oh.
he still got all, you know.
Right before the show, Ian was like, hey, there's a little noise on this fucking thing. And I reach over to the headphone amplifier and smack, smack, smack. And it,
yeah.
Is it better now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he still has all the same. He just still does all the same shit. It's still the same. It's not like it was some like, you know.
Jiggle it. Just yeah. Jiggle it.
You still got to be the Fonz every now and then.
Who did he? I'm not going to ask. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, now you got to ask.
Oh, yeah. Now
you got to ignore the question.
Did he mic the cabinet for the bass or did he do a DI on it?
He mic'd it with a the SM7.
An SM7? Yeah. Sweet.
SM7B.
And then and super close or far away?
Super close, right up on it.
Oh, that's just what I. That's
hey, so and, then, and he also five took a DI. Full minutes of this talk.
And a DI. And then did you end up using both of them or was one better?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Okay.
I'll shut up.
Jeff just in the corner,
it's
smiling
great,
and nodding.
It's
with
a great
everybody.
Bass sound on the album.
Doug,
too,
I just
so.
Played the drums.
Yeah, it does.
I was so stoked to be done by
what
day
was
two.
What was
the
tick mic?
He used one of those
what
like
did you
91,
do for the rest
sure
of your time,
91
though?
A's, I think.
Oh wow! So
yeah.
That, like,
I
want to
see
you
like
live.
The case.
I gave valuable moral support.
Crosstalk.
I'm sorry.
Who? What? When? Where? How?
It's okay because nobody but me and Greg care about what we were saying.
That's true.
Exactly.
So did you just like kick back with a book or something for the last 3 days?
Book, no. Yeah. No. Moral support mostly for
just
Josh.
Moral support.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff was there to like to you know,
stand around
to,
and clap,
try to keep me
or be like, that's not good enough.
Fighting.
I did tambourine.
Do it
briefly.
Again. And some cowbell. There's a song with some
you're rushing. You're rushing.
Are you rushing or are you dragging?
Oh man. So you guys have your album release coming up on the 25th.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about who's opening?
Pioneer Center.
At
the
Pioneer
Center.
The big
room on the big stage.
No. Pioneer Underground. It's the Pioneer Underground.
That's a nice stage anyway. That's intimate and cool.
That's still
on. It's 160 theater seats, and there is VIP seating as well. That way we'll... The VIP seating, you can get drinks delivered to you the whole show.
Everyone else has to wait for the intermission.
Everyone else, you could buy drinks before the first two bands and then during intermission. So if you want to be able to drink all night long, you either have to buy a VIP seat or sit right behind someone in a VIP seat.
Or bring a flask.
Yeah, pocket or flask. Bring a
Wayne doesn't like it when you talk about that.
So who's opening?
We've got two of our great friends. One is Buffalo Moses, Brian Jones from Buster Yay. Blue. He'll be opening the night solo, and then we've got Travis Hayes with his band playing right after that, and then there'll be an intermission, and then we'll be playing our set.
Great if we could hear what they sound like.
I was going to say, we know and love the Buffalo Moses, but Travis Hayes?
Yeah, Travis Hayes, he just, I think last year he put out an album called Sleepless. He just recently put out B-sides and rarities from that album.
Last weekend, right?
Yeah.
He's not local though, right?
He's from San Francisco.
Okay.
He does booking up there at a couple venues that we've played at. We've worked with him quite a bit. And
nice.
Really love his stuff. He's kind of like... definitely someone we've been wanting to put a show together with for a long time, so it's really cool that he's coming out for this with his
band.
And
he's bringing a band.
Yeah, he's bringing his full band.
Which is dope.
I happen to be like a huge like Travis Hayes super
fan. I haven't seen him
so
with his band.
I'm
so
really
it's
excited.
Be rad.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so fucking rad.
But yeah, he's got this song called Sleepless, which is one of my favorite songs of his. I think you guys have. You guys won't listen to it?
Yeah. And when we come back, let's talk about you traveling around.
Okay.
Oh, this is Travis Hayes. We can't lie awake, waiting on the sunrise. We can't lie awake, waiting on our own demise. We are lying to ourselves to counteract all the lying that's been done behind our back. All this time I thought I'd be the one to let you down.
to hold your breath. We'll never make it out of this alive.
Very cool.
He's good, man.
I love Travis.
Yeah, he's great. Love that guy. So yeah, I think we're a really good fit together, especially with the newer stuff that we're putting out. Happy to have him.
Yeah, he comes up here a couple times a year too, mm-hmm. but he hasn't been up in a little bit.
He'll actually be up solo in November as well at St. James Infirmary.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah.
But not with a full band. You're going to catch him with a full band probably only once a year.
Yeah, and, I was going to say.
Yeah, he comes up solo quite a bit, but yeah, that'll be a good... good addition to that one.
So you mentioned you met him through doing shows at different clubs in the Bay Area and that kind of thing. So in the last few years, you guys have, you know, definitely taken this to another level as far as being a local quote-unquote band. You're not just playing the local dive bars. You're playing other people's dive bars.
Yeah.
What's that been like?
Greg has definitely done some touring before this band. I mean, really everyone except for myself has really been in a band before that said, screw it, let's jump in a van, let's go do some stuff. And this has been very strategic. It's been, you know, 3 to 4 day runs to mm-hmm. Sacramento, San Jose, San Francisco, Pacifica, maybe down to LA for a couple. I think we've been to Bishop. Mm-hmm. We go to Elko
hometown,
here and there.
My hometown, anyway.
So a lot of
is that where you're from?
A lot Bishop, of little jaunts as opposed to like one big, let's take 3 months.
And yeah. I've been in bands that said, let's hop in a van, but we have a bus.
Well, that was part of it.
You could have a van caravan.
That makes it so much more fun.
I definitely had some anxiety of like jumping in a van. We only left once for one show at Alameda. Where we didn't have a place to stay yet, you know, and that show at Alameda, a good friend of ours that we met that night, known as Old Greg, put us up in his place. But then after that, we were kind of like, well, you know, I found this bus online and bought this bus that was already kind of built out and decided that way we won't have to, you know, rely on people to put us up. And we can travel halfway to the next show, stop at a truck stop, get some sleep, and we all fit comfortably. Rad. With the gear.
Do you need a CDL to drive that?
No,
it's a like a 21. Oh, okay. It's like 27 feet. It's an old 92 diesel.
Of all of you, who has the worst gas?
Adam.
Really,
Landis.
I don't think that
oh, my money was on that Adam too.
I'm going with Adam.
I'm sorry if I had cheese.
Greg's interrupting the show with a phone
with
call.
A phone call, dude. Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
You know who he's talking to? Somebody
Jones.
More important than us.
Oh, hey, it's Brian Jones.
Oh, fuck
Brian
yes.
Put him on speaker.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm a volunteer probation officer for Greg Gilmore, so I had to make sure he was doing okay, and he's checking in. So
put your headphones on.
So is Greg compliant with his program?
You know, yeah. He's doing just fine, fellas. Don't worry.
It's nice to officially know that.
Well, hey Brian.
Well, anyways, thank you for checking in, and I'll report with you later.
Buffalo Moses, ladies and gentlemen.
He will be playing the show.
Sorry, if it was anyone else, I wouldn't have answered. But we've been talking about him already. I had to.
Do we have any of his music here to cue up?
We do. So much.
I think we're gonna close the show with that, right?
Yeah. Oh, we'll wait a little bit.
Okay. All right then.
Yeah, we should.
But to go back to the gas question, who has the worst gas? Nah, none of it compares to Greg's feet, so it doesn't really matter.
The point is moot.
Oh, Greg.
I just wear boots all the time.
Yeah, when you wear boots, you smell worse than your asshole.
You know, they they make a little spray for the inside of the boots that might help this. Yeah.
Just put them outside.
I just put them outside.
Just put them on the roof while you drive. Strap them down with bungee cords.
Outside the bus. Otherwise, I'm required to wear boots at all times.
When we were in Vegas with Spike, he locked him in the bathroom.
I locked him in the bathroom. Yeah, I did.
It's ridiculous.
Wow. To what purpose?
Well, there's times that, like, he'll fall asleep. Well,
so that the stench didn't get into the rest of the hotel room.
Yeah, threw the fan on, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, with the fan, right? Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Wow. I've always been a big proponent. So
I didn't understand the locking part. Like, so, nobody's allowed. Like they're going to escape. Good.
We quarantined them. That's probably a better way of going.
Because Rick said gas and you said diesel. Who's the
fuel?
Who is the worst driver?
And who's the primary driver?
Yeah, who's the primary driver?
Most of the drivers. That's me and this guy.
Yeah, just high five.
We are the guys that load the back of the bus. He's the one that Tetrises, and I'm the hand it to him. And then the
parallel part. Oh, packing it.
Yeah, packing it. It's got like a little storage space in the back.
We pack the bus.
Is that a drummer thing? Just because you're used to having to load in?
That's
like
a good point.
All kinds of shit.
That's a very good point.
Are you equipped with a CB?
Ooh,
no. We're
equipped with an intercom system.
There is an intercom system.
For within the bus.
No shit.
But not externally.
All feet inside the vehicle.
I have brought up
outside?
That point.
Please put Greg's boots outside.
That's good.
Greg's in the bathroom. All aboard from San Diego. There's no bathroom or shower in that thing, but there is.
No,
like,
that's what I mean. You would have left him behind. Like, yeah.
The joke is he's
Greg
in the
got
real
the
bathroom.
Joke. Yeah.
Okay. Josh is literally always the one in the shower. So.
Well, Greg's the primary singer, so
you can't leave.
You
Greg.
Have to suffer with his feet, right?
That's an almost famous joke.
You don't want to be in his metal band. I'm,
can't replace
I'm
him.
I'm only the lead singer.
Poor Greg, we're picking on you.
How can you tell?
That's fine.
One of the out of focus guys.
Yeah, I've noticed that Greg's right in the front there.
That's why they call him a front man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually a really great flyer. Who did your photos
it
and
is
videos
great.
And
That's
stuff?
All Tony Contini.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony Contini does all of our photos and videos, pretty much everything that we've done for this whole release, all of our promo shots, all the videos.
It's been on point. Good job, T.
And he was going to be here tonight, but since he's not, he does this for other bands, and he's available for hiring.
Oh, he did my wedding. Hell yeah. He does Thank great
he,
weddings.
He did my wedding as
he
well.
He did my wedding as well.
He did three people in this room's wedding.
Nice.
And he does really fantastic work. His prices are really
very prompt, very competitive pricing.
He's doing my holiday photos this year.
Nice.
He did some stuff at Good Luck
You're
Beth
do with the cat
well.
Again?
Yep.
Yeah.
Both cats. Of Jeff and Charlie and the cat.
Tony Contini photography. Check.
And he's very
out.
Patient with me.
He's extremely patient with cats and Greg Gilmore.
Are you the diva demanding that they're like, no, get it from the right light? I'm smizing.
Sort of. I just like
smizing.
Don't you watch Tyra?
No.
Yeah.
I got learnt that word recently.
Thank you. Yeah.
You got learnt.
Yeah.
I definitely like Tony and I definitely push each other. We work a lot like together on a lot of our video shoots where like I try to push him a lot and do things that he hasn't done before. Like we kind of challenge each other in a lot of ways.
You bring,
so it's kind of cool.
We have a
together.
Design background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
did his very first music video. Our first music video was his first music video and now he's doing I don't know how many
a lot
of ours and for other bands as well and Yeah, I think that you pushing him to do that kind of stuff is kind of, I wish he was here to tell him that to his face. But
no.
have a symbiotic relationship in that
sense. Yeah,
he's
super talented. It's not that I push him to do anything. He's super talented, and we communicate well together most of the time.
I think that working with you is and with us in general has kind of helped him expand into other venues.
I tell you, like back in the day working with you guys and with Michelle, or with you, Greg, and with Michelle, it's just like,
who?
You want to do what?
It is always, it's always a thing.
Like, Jesus, what? What the fuck? I said, no, that's a terrible idea. And then you're like, no, it's what we want.
We're going to execute it right now.
So I have to find a way to make that sound good?
Right.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's not any different with visuals. It's the same.
Oh, that's amazing. Good.
Same
good.
Fucking thing.
He's like, just you want to do what?
Just and it's like when you the first time you look at that giant dildo and you're like, there's no way that's going to go in my butt.
A little bit of lube.
Elbow grease.
We're really going to work on it every day until we get it in
there. And with the right attitude.
Next thing you know, everything fits in there.
Communication is
3 feet, but not 3 feet.
Right.
Three
no, feet so that's, too long. You know, that's just ridiculous.
There's no numbing lube for videos.
That's like in past your diaphragm and shit.
Oh, man. 3 feet? Is that what we're talking about?
That's in your
All I said was that I've heard some people say that. I don't believe it. I've heard some people say that.
The only way that happens is if you're a colonoscopy doctor.
Yeah.
I only have the only 2 feet.
And it has to be one of those flexible ones. Flexible cameras that you can get 3 feet of that, but it actually only moves like 4 inches.
Yeah.
Got the flexible dildo.
How did
the
we
three,
get here,
third,
you guys?
3 foot
I
flexible
know. We
dildo.
Always, we always come back to the ass.
Two of my feet and one of Josh's.
Yeah. See, the thing about that is
don't take those boots off.
Leave the boot on. Yeah.
It might hurt a little more, but just
it's worth it.
But without the boot, there's so much extra loop.
All the jam.
Oh, gross.
I suddenly feel like I'm in a room full of boys.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You took that too far.
That would actually make his feet smell better.
Fuck.
That would make Greg's feet smell better, I think.
That's a tough one.
Make the asshole smell worse.
It's like a ball washer, but for your feet.
But I imagine that would be kind of like, you know.
I'm just going to pre-apologize to my mother right now.
She's not listening.
Sorry, Mom.
Oh, Ian. Ian's back
and
there losing
and to my sister.
I think I broke something in Ian.
Maybe. Maybe. Oh, man.
Oh, are you a squirter?
Hey, speaking of, Riku might be at the Silver Show this week.
Really? It's all ages?
Yeah, it is an all ages show. Everybody should come and bring their kids.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I think if Riku's mouth doesn't get her in trouble, Aunt Margie's going to take her on a little girl date. Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. Aunt Margie rules.
Aunt Margie's the best.
Yeah. So, should we do another song, or should we get to the game? Or
let's do a song.
Are we going to do a game?
I don't think we need to.
I don't think we're doing
we've
the game
asked.
This week.
Yeah.
Shit all the time.
We've been on so many times.
Unless we like made sure it was all new questions.
I want to do some music. I want to hear all
the
music.
All new questions.
We only got one song left, and we usually close out at the end. Should we?
Is that the Buffalo Moses song?
Are we
going
to? Yeah.
Well.
I mean, yeah, I could talk a little bit more about the show, or we can play another one of our songs, whatever you guys want to do.
Hey, who's the host of that show, by the way? It looks like I see something on the flyer about that.
Yeah, we're having our good buddy Spike McGuire is hosting
who?
The show. Spike McGuire!
I've never heard of him.
he was in a band called 6 Mile Station. I don't know, you know.
Just some random.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Came on the show and cut my microphone.
He's been doing some amazing shows.
Oh, you're still salty about that?
What are we talking about?
Cut your microphone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
with
you
scissors.
Ever heard that story?
That.
Covered on a previous podcast. We don't need to go into it now.
I would never guess.
Yeah, right, Jeff was here.
Dig that up. Dig that episode up. From the archives.
Oh, that's right. On that one.
We stole that show.
Literally. Hijacked us.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Spike's the host.
Spike's hosting, yeah. And this was a really challenging decision that we had. We wanted to do something very different because it's the first time I especially had a lot of so much faith in a project that I was working on. I really wanted to do something completely different, have like a nice theater show. We were going to do this show at the Saint for a while, and it would have been a lot easier to do this there than to get a bunch of people to a venue that doesn't really normally do a whole lot of live music. There's 175 seats, but it's a very difficult process to do something in a totally different setting, and we're hoping that, you know, all ages and with the great acts that we have lined up, hopefully we can kind of like foster a little bit of a different vibe about not just the band, but about just live music in general.
No, yeah. the whole combination of the show is a little fresh, a little new for Reno. Like, all ages show downtown? Yeah. What?
Yeah. Early, too. It starts at 7:30.
A rock show in Pioneer Underground?
In a theater
what?
Setting.
Yeah.
You know, where you sit there and
neat. This is really cool.
Watch yeah. this piece of art be performed, you know?
Yeah.
You don't just like, anyway, yeah, they're pretty good. And what's your
hey,
name?
Give me another
yeah.
shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Not yeah. going to spend the entire time outside smoking.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, I can hear them just fine from here. It's fine.
Yeah, they actually sound better out there.
It's loud as shit inside. So.
Shit, we've all sat on the porch of Picnic.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, Jubs, too.
Porch at every damn bar. Zephyr yeah. back in the day. Oh, no, it's better if you stand like 2 feet from the door. That's the perfect place to hear it.
That sounds great.
Poor musicians like,
where did everybody go?
But yeah, all the performers have tickets. Obviously, besides Travis, he's out in San Francisco. So if you want to drive out there and buy a ticket from him, I'm sure you could.
He would appreciate it.
We probably have some San Francisco listeners.
But then we've got tickets for sale on our website, silversband.com. There's a link to that you can follow to get you. There's general admission tickets, which are $15, and there's VIP bottle service tickets, which wind up being $30 after the venue fees and stuff. And the VIP tickets get you bottle service the whole time. There's a cocktail or coming out to get you drinks. There's only a handful of those, though. So the rest of them are general admission, and there's $15, which is, it should be a pretty good show.
A consolation prize when you buy a ticket, right?
Get on your microphone.
Are you talking yeah. off your mic?
There's a consolation prize when you buy
is it a
ticket.
A consolation prize?
I don't know if it's consolation, but anyway, every ticket sale comes with a copy of our EP.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's so worth it.
Yeah. Okay,
so
there's
limited
sale.
CD. Yeah. Get your tickets
yeah.
now, people.
Oh, yeah. And there's this thing. You also get, like, music. Like, yeah. Oh, for yeah. Just
so you get a physical copy of the CD.
That's
of the
rad.
Which comes with $15. Which comes also with a download code inside.
Usually when I buy overpriced tickets to a show, I have to also buy the CD and the T-shirt.
Right.
Right.
Well, now you just got to buy the shirt.
Now you just got to
buy the shirt. Yeah.
Which will be dope, too.
Yeah.
I tell you, when I'm at a show, I usually opt to buy the shirt, not the music.
Now it's coming with the music. You get a physical CD, and it comes with a download code. You can just download straight onto your computer from our website.
Ooh.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Now, do you guys just have CDs? Do you have tapes? Do you have vinyl?
At this point, we just have CDs for this show.
Okay.
Well,
I have
the
tapes
codes.
Of the last album, so if you want to buy a tape for Rock and Roll is Dead, that'll be available, I'm sure, at the merch booth.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, of course, always lighters and buttons and bottle
lighters,
openers.
Buttons,
and
bottle
sunglasses.
Openers, and the newest edition, pocket mirrors.
Pocket
oh.
mirrors.
Nice. For your cocaine on the go.
I was going to say right, I was going to say it. Are you guys going to get roach clipped with feathers soon?
It's just a razor
blade necklace.
It's just half of a cone. Dude, razor blade necklace?
That's some 70s ass shit. Dude. You never seen that?
Oh my god.
Branded straws.
I haven't thought about fucking roach clips with the leather strap that had the feathers on it in so long. Oh my god, that's so fucking rad.
It's a prize, kids. Oh, win damn. One. Do stuff with your friends.
Oh, do you right?
Look
and it was
your
the,
collar.
It was the,
look just like Neil
the,
Young.
It was the square mirrors at the fair. With yeah. They would have like Van Halen on it or whatever.
Def Leppard.
And everybody did fucking lines of meth off that. Oh.
I mean, so what else great. Were you supposed to do with
that's
it?
So like, well,
you put it on your wall?
That's, I always thought if okay. you had a bunch
I did,
of them, you could
I
put
was,
them.
Fuck yeah, Hesh.
I was totally that kid. I just put them up on my wall. I didn't know anything about the drug use until years later. And my uncle was like, oh yeah, why do you think I spent all that money at those stupid booths?
You know, when I first started cleaning, they told me that you could use a razor blade to get stickers off the mirror or off glass. And I remember thinking, I was like, but won't it scratch the glass? And then I stopped and was like, wait a minute. I've had a razor blade against glass 1,000 times, and it never scratched it. What am I worried about? I actually know all about this. Forget it.
So one side is a mirror. On the back, it says, let's talk tomorrow about last night.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Awesome.
Tongue in
oh
cheek.
God.
Well, you know, it's the name of the EP, so, you know.
Might as well.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, my God.
This sounds exciting, guys. I'm really excited and proud
for
all of your accomplishments the last couple years.
I'm really glad you're all going to be there.
Putting your name on the map, putting Reno's name on other maps, and stuff like that.
And I've only lost most of my sanity.
Yeah,
nice.
Greg has definitely been working a lot on this show,
but based on the lyrics, I think you seem like you've really like grown up.
Well, that was a while ago. I mean, we recorded this in January.
So he's gone backwards since then.
The stress has made him lose all of his hair
and grow it back out again.
Dude, but the words on the songs I've heard have been like mature and introspective.
Awesome, yeah.
And, like, not everybody's thinking about themselves and fucking, I don't know. That could all just be bullshit that you read in a book, but holy crap. Most of the time it's just like, fuck, not that your words were, but you know, a lot of
right,
people.
Right, no, totally.
Fuck everybody, fuck the man, fuck this. And then like at some point in my life I had to stop and go, wait a minute, am
what the
I
fuck's
causing
wrong with
all
me?
This shit?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, totally.
Like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah,
my favorite song on the album is definitely the one that we played for your Patreon listeners.
The Patreon
segue.
People
and
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. If you were on the Patreon, you get to hear the only track that isn't being released until the album release show.
Mm-hmm. And that one, I think, was it was written a little bit earlier, but it was definitely about a night out where you ended up waking up at a park, and that was about the time that I think we got to partying together as well, so it is kind of funny.
That one is the odd.
I guess I'm actually agreeing with you there that the lyrics have gotten a little bit more
mature.
And coming to terms with adulthood. And anyways, yeah. Then I found $5.
Greg Gilmore's growing up.
So yeah, if you guys want to hear that, pay $5 a month at the Patreon.
Yeah,
and if you did it for 1 month and then canceled, I'll still send you the track.
That's right.
Yeah. Ooh,
we appreciate the support of listeners like you, but we can't put out this great art all the time, forever, for free. We need cash monies.
At least to pay for the beer, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, and you could help us keep doing this dumb bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, it's not dumb. We're archiving Reno music.
It's so true. Be a part of dumb bullshit.
Dude, one day we'll all be dead, and this will all be all that's left.
And it will all be demagnetized in dust on like the side of
as part of the Android overlords destroying the world.
Yeah, speaking of, if you are our robot overlords, thank you for not murdering us yet.
And please sign up for our Patreon page.
Yeah, please.
While you're still hiding yourselves as part of the humans, donate to our cause because we support you.
Hashtag birds aren't real.
Birds are not real. Nixon administration and shit.
Oh, man. Well.
Well, okay, I think that's the light at the end of the tunnel that's going to let all of our listeners free and go about the rest of their days. We've got an exciting track from Buffalo Moses coming up here at the end, but I do want to thank you guys one last time for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Break Legs on the 25th. It's going to be a smash hit of a show, I am sure. It's going to sell out with all the hip kids in town.
Thank you. Yep. October 25th, Pioneer Underground, a silver EP release. We got Spike McGuire hosting, Travis Hayes, and Buffalo Moses, and we got that song.
What time does it start?
Doors are at 6:30, shows at 7:30.
All ages, people.
All ages. Yep, and we got Tebow Day, Bedtime Blues is the Buffalo Moses song we got.
Do you want to say anything else about that we're going to hear in a minute right after this?
About Buffalo Moses?
About the song.
Yeah. He also released a video for this one a little bit ago. It's one of my favorite songs.
He's got a great video for this song, too.
He's ever released.
Yeah, it's the song that gets stuck in my head of his
so
all
good.
The damn time.
Ooh. Also, speaking of other shameless self-promotion, Saturday, October 19th, One Ton Dooley is going to be playing down at the Shays Tavern for opening up for, well, not opening up, sandwiched in the middle of two touring bands, Bad Mother Nature and The Almas. It's going to be a night of straight up rock and roll, so come on out and get your drink on and hang out with us. Kim, do you know anything else going on this coming weekend?
The only thing that's going on, I've already covered on a previous podcast, it's Loudest Folk at Piper's Opera House on Thursday night. So if you're listening to this on Thursday, get your ass up to Virginia City.
And if you listen to it on Friday, you snoozed, you lose.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Keep an eye out on Friday. The last song that we played is going to be being released. A video for it. It's going to be released on Friday.
Monday.
As well.
Oh, sweet.
This coming Monday.
Monday the 21st.
Monday. So check that out. Check out silverisaband.com.
Very cool.
All right.
Thank you.
And then if any listeners out there are into Kevin Smith, you can hit me up, PM me on the Facebook, and I'll take one lucky listener to the Kevin Smith Jane Silent Bob reboot movie. If you just give me Give me a holler on the...
No way!
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, movie date with Nick?
Movie date with Nick.
It's not even a Patreon level. Nick.
I would go to that.
So. Oh my God.
Josh,
oh,
you have to contact him on Facebook, though.
Damn it. We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm just looking. I'm looking for a date to that. It's the same night as the award ceremony. The Worst Little Podcast is being awarded for the second year.
That's coming up this weekend, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's today when it comes out.
You guys might have to change the name soon then, right? After three?
Best Worst Little Podcast.
No, we still suck. We still suck.
Worst Little Podcast, we have no recognition. Best Local Podcast?
Best Local Podcast, The Worst Little Podcast. I think that's got a charm of itself.
Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
All right.
So lots of exciting things happening. Don't forget, this is also, there's Let the Right One In at Good Luck Macbeth. It's your last chance to catch Harvey over at Reno Little Theater. And also the fantastic comedy that's going on at Bruker right now runs through the end of the month.
Georgia McBride.
Georgia McBride, thank you. So please check out, there's a lot of great local art and happenings in your town, and you're all beautiful people. Good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
We're talking out of our ass. Go on, leave your light on and I'll roll to your door. And I won't ask the questions of who lived here before. Just give me an answer. Standing in the doorway as you plan your escape. Trade sanity and the last parts of me. For a siren in the dark, she will call. Don't fall. Needed always the same.
we have to do is unpretend. And we're back where we started.
Darkwater Studio.
Do you think you can be happy about rules now?